Happy New Year! It is the Joe and Alex Show. We've been gone for a little bit, and I honestly, not a bad thing, but we haven't talked much. I texted Alex a few times, had no communication with producer MYK, and I saw Liv at our New Year's thing, Ciroc the New Year. That was a fun event that we got to host. But other than that, I have no clue what happened. So if you guys don't mind, how was your Christmas break? What did you do, Alex?
Oh my gosh. Well, I visited family. I would say the most notable things that happened to me, first of all, I started Black Mirror and pretty much finished Black Mirror on Netflix. And I have to say,
yeah,
it is absolutely the biggest mind you know what that I've ever experienced.
What?
Yeah, no, go ahead. You did, your mic cut out. The mind what?
Mind what?
You guys have to watch the show, especially producer MYK. It is the weirdest, craziest, most bizarre thing I have ever seen.
I could see producer MYK in an episode of Black Mirror.
Loving it.
I could see him in it.
He could totally be acting it. It is so crazy, weird, and amazing.
Is that Netflix?
Yes.
Netflix? Have you never seen it?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, my God. Now, did you watch it before or just this most recent season? Or have you never
seen
it?
No, I've never seen it. I watched all four seasons.
Without giving everything away, I think it was the first season. What did you think of the one with the
first episode?
With, like, the guy, yeah, the pig?
Yeah. I actually love that episode. What's funny is that I asked on Twitter before I started watching, because I saw everybody was talking about the show, and I was like, well, what is it about? I don't even know. And they were like, it's really good, just skip the first episode.
Don't skip that one.
Because I thought they meant that it was, like, boring. So I skipped it, and then I went back and watched it, and I was like, this is the most lit one! But I like, the more messed up it is, and the more disturbing it is, the more I like it. So, like, that was a perfect episode for me. But for some people, I've told them when they start watching it to skip it, yeah, because it might just really mess you up. But it's an excellent show. I went and saw I, Tonya, which I know producer MYK went and saw.
Yes.
Absolutely phenomenal movie. I loved it. It's the only showing at Keystone Arts Cinema here in Keystone Mall in Indy if you want to go see it. Please see this movie. It is the movie of the year.
The movie of the year.
I'm telling you, it is the movie
hands
of the year.
Down,
really?
Down. Yes,
so
good,
freaking good. And it's not girly. Don't think like it's ice skating girly. Like, no, there's drama. It's hysterical.
Nudity?
It's so good. Was there nudity? I don't think so.
I mean, they got to change into those outfits. Okay.
But yeah.
I mean, yes.
I went and saw that. And then, I mean, I guess those are the most notable things that I want to talk about. I mean, the guy that I was seeing, Cody, we kind of like agreed. I think that we're too different, so we're not really talking anymore. I think we just have nothing in common, so I kind of ended things with that.
We're actually going to talk about that on the Joe and Alex Show at 7:30 tomorrow.
We are? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh, well, if you're still cool with that.
If you want me to give like details into it.
I want to
talk. It's over already?
Yeah.
I want to go more in depth about it when we have more time.
Have you met me? Nothing ever lasts.
I never got a chance to meet the guy.
I got to meet him at New Year's. He was a nice guy, and his friends were cool, too.
Yeah, he is the best.
What about you, producer MYK? You seem like to be all over the place. I saw your social media. I'm like, God, this guy's never coming back.
Yeah, from the second I left here the Thursday before we dipped out, and I went to L.A. I was there for like a week and change, and then saw family, friends, everything, spent the whole Christmas deal. And then a week after that, I went to San Francisco. So I came back, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize how cold you guys have been suffering. Oh,
dude.
I was in 80-degree weather.
Dude, I just tried to live through you. The weather was nice.
It was horrible.
Oh, no, I'm talking about his weather. No.
Oh.
What, Alex is looking at me like I'm saying the weather here in Indy was nice. Yeah, right, when there's like freezing warnings that you'll die if you
negative
go outside.
30. You know that one of these days when it was so cold, they said that we were actually in Indianapolis colder than the North Pole?
Poor
Please,
Santa.
Get me out of here!
No, dude, I was living through you, though, with the actual food. You look like had some of the best food ever.
Oh, I ate like everything.
Like a king.
Refresh my memory, Joe. I ate so many things.
Dude, you ate Mexican food. Do you like tamales? I've never really had a good tamale. Like,
dude, I love tamales. And, you know, Hispanic families, they just make billions of tamales. And the area I grew up in L.A., all the friends were just tossing tamales at me.
Whoa. What'd
you
do,
tamale,
Joe?
You
I might have put out a thirst post on Facebook for tamales, but people came through in the clutch.
Male seeking tamale. That's different than M-seeking tea.
Tamale Ali oxen free.
What'd you do, Joe, over the break?
Well, first of all, everybody's asking about the dog situation because we're going to do. We ended up going to see my mom on the day before Christmas Eve, so Saturday. We saw her in Ohio, and that was cool. We brought our dogs. It was like a giant kennel there, like seven dogs. It was a cluster F, honestly. But I got through that. Got some cool presents. My mom always gives me the lamest gifts. like before she gave me like a phone sponge or bath, something like that, where it cleans your phone out. Like what, I forget what it's called.
Oh, you didn't like it, but everyone else on the show was like, we would have loved to have gotten that.
I think that's a lame gift. But
so what'd she get you this year?
This year she got me a drone, like a little mini one.
Oh, nice.
I already broke it.
Really?
So I gotta get new one. Yeah, it's small. It's really small, but it's cool. It's got a camera, so maybe we could take it to events and crash it into stuff. Also, they got us an ancestry like DNA kit. So,
oh, you could do that for your long lost brother or whatever.
Well, I'm wondering if we're related, but it's just weird. You got to like just spit into this tube forever, like the most saliva.
Oh, I was hoping that was spit.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, what did you think it was?
That could have been blood. Anything else?
We didn't do that. So I got a cool thing with that, and then afterwards we headed up from Ohio to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Should have been a 5-hour drive. We were gonna drop the dogs off before Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah.
8-hour drive.
No thanks.
Storm warnings.
Ew.
Wrecks everywhere. We finally make it. We dropped the dogs off at the kennel. Had to pay like an extra $100. You know how I am with money and being cheap. I was pissed. But it's good. I still was pissed the whole time being that we had to put them in a kennel. So lesson learned. I'm going to have to live the web girl, just take them with her wherever she goes. Other than that, it was cool. I got to see friends on Christmas Eve. Ran into a girl that got really drunk, and somehow we started talking politics, and I got in an argument with her about Bernie Sanders and if that would work with healthcare.
That sounds like my dream holiday vacation.
It is not. I hate. Keep your politics to yourself. So that's what we had to deal with. And then, I mean, that was pretty much it. I came home after Ciroc to New Year's. Alex and I got to host that. Had a lot of fun. Liv the web girl was there, too. I was sick all last week. I was puking and throwing up.
No.
It was Monday through Thursday, almost Friday, out my butt and out my mouth.
You spent part of your vacation sick?
I lost 10 pounds.
Ooh, Joe's journey!
Yes, which we're kicking off in 2018. So
yeah.
That was it, though, but I'm so thankful to be back. And Liv the Web Girl, real quick, how was your little time off?
It was good. I skied a lot, spent a lot of time with my family. I have a big family. They were... By the end, I was a little ready to go. No, I'm just kidding. I love them. So, yeah, no, it was awesome. I got to spend, like, all of this time because I never get to see them, really. So, it was fun. And I skied on one of the coldest days of the year so far.
Look at you, and you're still alive.
Yep.
All right, well, we're back here, and we want to know what you did, Joe and Alex. So, you can tweet us and let us know.